DHM Mobile.
Bill, and Gerald GR.
I'm headed to Walmart. Trying to get a few things, need some bird seed and stuff like that. Have to make the birds happy.
We feed the birds. I found that Costco's had the best darn bird seed that I've ever got. Always got it at Tractor Supply. They finally got some back in. This morning we had goldfinches and cardinals and blue jays out there and doves all together. Boy, was that pretty.
A lot of birds. We feed them and they hang around the house. I love to hear them singing in the mornings. And we've got some Carolina finches that have made a nest on our carport and got 5 eggs. So we're gonna have grand birds here in a little while. So going to get them some food they like.
Goldfinches like those little bitty white beads. I don't know what they are that are in that Costco seed. And they're like little BBs, only small. And then it has sunflower seeds, which I think the cardinals and the blue jays and the doves like real well.
Cardinals love that black sunflower seed. I always get that wild bird mix. And it's got a little bit of everything in that black sunflower seeds. And they just, I guess we probably got 7 or 8 cardinals that stay around the house.
See a group of blue jays together like we got up here back in Kansas, you'd see them, but you just didn't see, like we'll get between 8 and 12 blue jays at a time on the ground out there. Yeah, the guys used to hunt doves back home over the sunflower fields. The game management would plant fields of sunflowers and leave them for the doves, and boy, they like those. But you know, Tractor Supply got so darn high, they're $25 if you buy a whole bag of sunflower seed, and I ain't gonna give that much.
The bag I get at Walmart is about $13, and it'll last me a good 3 weeks. We only put out 2 bird seed feeders, and then we just put out our hummingbird feeders, and we've already had 3 different hummingbirds show up.
You know, I found out how to photograph those things. They had a moth back in Kansas, and it would come out just before dark, and they called it a sphinx or sphinx moth, and their wing beat approached that of a hummingbird's, and I never could get it to be stationary because it was late in the evening, and so I turned the flash on. The flash is a 40,000th of a second, and you could just stop them in mid-flight, and you can do the same with a hummingbird if you force the flash to be on.
And I've got a pretty decent digital camera and a flash and several lenses. I've tried to snap pictures of them with my phone, but I need to get my good camera out and get some good pictures of them, because the hummingbirds, we usually have 7 or 8 that will hang around throughout the summer.
That works. I think their wing beats, and I'm going to guess, 35 to 45 beats a second, I think. Just amazing the amount of energy that they use, and those things are lighter than a penny or something like that. They're just nothing to them.
They're little birds, that's for sure, but we sure do enjoy watching them. We sit on the carport, and we have feeders. Like, we put out several feeders for the hummingbirds, and we love to watch them.
We get bored, and we go out and watch the chickens. I think it says we're getting old, though. We're starting to get some eggs from these new ones. They're called Speckled Sussex. Bernice did some looking on the internet before we ordered them this spring. Now, they're small eggs right now, but they're supposed to lay medium to large. And they're really small. But she takes two of them and eats them. I like the big ones from the old hens, the big brown eggs. And I think next time I ever order chickens, that'll be what I get. But it's nice to have your own eggs.
I've got probably 20 chickens, and he keeps me supplied with fresh eggs, and I sure do enjoy them.
For a while, we keep the neighbors and the daughter and some of her friends with them, but the older ones got to where they just didn't lay, and so it takes about 6 months, 5 to 6 months, to get these new ones to laying. And then we got two different pens. They're separated because they kill each other. You don't think a hen can't fight. They can. But the older ones are laying good again now. I don't know for how long. They're probably 3 to 4 years old, and they get to where they just quit. And so we don't have enough eggs to give away now.
I was raised on a farm, and we had chickens everywhere, and like I said, they finally get to a point where they'll quit laying, but they, when they are laying, they really put out the eggs.
Yeah, we got one that's gone to setting out there now. It's one of those big black and white ones. What are those called, Bernice? You remember? Cuckoo Morans. Boy, she's a real witch.
Speaking of Bernice, how's, has her eye gotten better, the one that didn't do as good?
You mean the one I blacked when she sassed me?
Whiskey, number 2 Tango Mobile.
The backhand range if you're gonna get, sassy.
Can you believe that? I'm in trouble. She's over here baking something now. I don't know what she had last night. Some kind of a cherry cheesecake thing. Good morning, Rusty.
Well, hello, Tom. I'm not sure who the other voice is in there, but good morning. Just left church. Gonna go have me some broiled Canadian flounder for lunch. That's where I'm headed right now. Oh, and I'm gonna get... This antenna's holding together right now, but I'm going to have to order me a new one. Or Bob's got one he wants to give me, but I got to find me a new base for it first.
That's my destination, Tom. I will say 73s, and I'm going to run in here to Wally World real quick and get what I need and grab some lunch and carry it back home to the wife. So, but good to talk to you this morning, Tom. Have a great day, Rusty, you as well, at 73, gentlemen.
You have a good day. Nice talking to you this morning. Rusty, that was Bill down in Hartwell.
Yeah, now that I heard you say his name, I recognize the voice. And 73, Bill, have a good day. So you've been causing trouble for the better half there, Tom. You're going to get yourself hurt one of these days. You know that, don't you?
I thought I had it made because she gave me a rolling pin to fix this morning. And I looked over there, and you got a bigger one, don't you? She's making some kind of... What kind of pie are you making? An apple pineapple. This is a research and development lab.
Hey, I'm going to tell... let me know when it's going to be ready. I'll be over there to be a test subject for her. Apple and pineapple? Ooh, that sounds good.
Well, it probably will be. Boy, she makes a crust that's just out of this world. And when she bakes the crust, what's them things you put in it? Pinto beans?
Yeah,
where do you put them? On top of the crust?
Yeah, when I have...
Oh. Anyway, she uses them for weight when she makes the crust separately to keep it from bubbling up down in the bottom and that. and I don't know how she does it, but that crust comes out, and it looks like a picture from one of the food magazines.
Everything is, she comes out of there. Nothing you've ever tantalized me with her that she has given me what I've been aware has ever been bad. So, you know. If she's going to serve something bad, she'll serve it to you. You know, if she gets one that flops, she'll serve it to you first just to make sure, you know.
Bed is getting too fat. I need to slow down on it. We had chicken and noodles yesterday. And, oh, do I love that. And hot bread and stuff with it. And the day before that, we had these big, thick pork chops, which I'm not too high on thick pork chops, but it was really a bargain at Costco's, and she bought them, and gosh, what was there, eight of them in there? Eight of them in there for $13, and man, you just cut them with your fork. It was really delicious, but I don't like to eat big meals like that very often, because they tend to stay with you, Rusty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. And I ended up fixing up a pot of barbecue pork. Having got me a big old pork roast. They were on sale at Publix when I went shopping, and put that thing in the crock pot and seared it on all sides, and then put it in it, left it in there, and let it cook for a couple, 3 hours. And then I took and started pulling it apart and added the barbecue sauce for it and let it cook on low heat for another couple, 2 or 3 hours. And I'll tell you what, I've got, even after having some for supper last night, I've still got about 2 pounds of barbecue in the fridge right now.
And the day before the pork chops, we had barbecue sandwiches with homemade slaw on them. The slaw tastes like Kentucky Fried Chicken slaw, which I really like. That and some pork and beans and whatnot. But I don't think that's the best diet food in the world for me, though. I want something small today, like, for example, tacos or something. Gotta eat some small meals for a while, some soup and sandwich or something. because in between, she'll make something big. But we took some of this, it looks like cherry cheesecake, but I don't know what she called it. About like that, but it had a whole lot of nuts in it, and then the bottom of it was made out of crescent rolls and that, and then cherries all over the top of it. We took that over to the neighbors last night, and boy, they really liked that. But it's, when it gets too sweet or too rich, I don't like it. But it was pretty good.
Some super sweet stuff. I just don't like the taste of super sweet stuff. Here somebody a while back gave me a pie of some sort, and it was good, and I ate two pieces out of it, but after that it was just so sweet I couldn't eat any more of it and everything. Oh, that's all right. Run a red light, fella. Pull out in front of a car as you come along. Almost had a fender bender here, and it would have been two cars in front of me, but some little car, the light had already turned green for us to go across, and he come flying out of the side road and right in front of a car. Oh, well. Anyway, yeah, that's why I'm going to go have me some broiled fish for lunch and some steamed vegetables and that type of thing. So that's what I'm going to have in the salad. That'll be my late lunch today, and I'll just go with light snacks the rest of the day. Nothing too heavy. Haven't got anything real heavy, so anyway. But good to hear you in there. And I was talking with Bob on my way back from Asheville on Thursday. So anyway, I'll talk to you later. I am pulling in here. You have a good one. N0TRW2T.
Okay, Rusty, have a good lunch. Well, that feast sounds really good. I love homemade channel catfish here when she makes that. And Well, your antenna's sounding great. There's not a bit of static in it whatsoever today. It's doing just fine. And, by the way, that's standard operating procedure down here to run the red light. And, you don't have to do anything wrong to have an accident down here, that's for sure. 73's resting. This is N0TR clear.